وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى وأنه هو أمات وأحيا. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be fair justice to everyone. Whoever had done even a little bit of good will get the reward of it. And whoever has done any bad will get the return for it accordingly. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala further shows His great qudrat, and by which a person can understand that this resurrection will take place and this accountability will take place. Allah Ta'ala makes it clear, which everyone knows, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى وَرْيَا كِ وَهِيهِ حَسَاتَ وَرْيُلَاتَ, that it is only Allah who makes you laugh and who makes you cry. In other words, the conditions of laughing, they are all created by Allah. Man, nobody creates those creations, those conditions. Still, a person might fool himself and think that I make conditions, I go to a comedy show and there I enjoy myself, I laugh. But crying conditions nobody makes. Nobody makes conditions by which he has to cry. Bad conditions that come in his life, in his family, around him, nobody is prepared to do that. But everyone experiences that also. And sorrowful conditions and sad conditions also come upon everyone. So this is also very clear. Every person will know that it is Allah, and He is the one who creates these conditions. And then it is He who makes you laugh. Also, laughing and crying is not in our hands. If a person, for example, is in very great worries, and somebody makes a joke, instead of laughing, he gets angry on that person. Is this the time to make a joke? This is not the time to make a joke now. So it isn't in your hands and your control to laugh or to cry. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَا وَرْيَا كِ وَهِيهِ مَارْتَ وَرْجِلَاتَ, and it is only Allah who gives death and who gives life. There are so many people who are young and who still want to live, but suddenly death comes and overtakes them. There are so many people who are old, who are in such difficult conditions, they themselves wish they could die. Other people also wish that now if this person rather dies, it is better. The way he's suffering, he's old, he can't do anything, but he doesn't. Death is not in the hands of anyone. Killing, a person can try to kill, but death is not in the hands of anyone. Many people try and commit suicide, many people try and kill other people, but they don't succeed. Death is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And so is life also. Life is not just natural. There are so many stillborn babies. So babies who die in infancy. Death is also only in the hands of Allah. If it was in our control, we shouldn't want those children to die, etc. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى, اور یہ کہ اس نے بنایا جورا نر اور مادہ ایک بون سے جب ٹپکائی جائے. And it is only Allah Ta'ala who has created everything in pairs, male and female. And it is all from one drop of semen, when the drop of semen is put on its place. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it a male, makes it a female. Whatever scientists might say, that what was more in the drop of semen, but that is also the work of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has created everything in pairs, darkness and light, height and shortness, to be clever and to be stupid. Everything we see, that everything is in pairs. Who has made this? It hasn't just come out of its own. Allah is the creator of all this. وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى, اور یہ کہ اس کے ذمہ ہے دوسرے دفعہ اٹھانا. And this was written also in the scriptures of the before of Musa alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this discussion so far also, it is all so that man can realize that he will be again resurrected, he will be brought back to life, and then there will be accountability for each and every action of his. Interrogation is not something nice at all, to be under interrogation. And there to be for each and everything a person has to answer. And you'll be reminded of everything. So remember that and live your life according to that. وأنه هو أغنى وأقنى اور یہ کہ اس نے دولت دی اور خزانہ and it is only Allah Ta'ala who has made people independent that they are not dependent upon other people and others he has made super wealthy very wealthy lot of money they have got more than just for what their needs are they have got much more وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَى اور یہ کہ وہی ہے رب شعرا کا and he is the one who is the رب who is the lord of شعرہ Shara was is a particular star, and there were certain groups of Arabs that used to worship the star. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali writes, "How strange that they are prepared to worship the creation, but the Creator they are not prepared to worship Him. The star which Allah Ta'ala made, they worship the star, they worship the sun, the moon." They worship certain trees, stones, etc. What they have made. But the one who made it, they are not prepared. That they say that is wrong. How can you worship him? So in these ayat, Allah has shown very vividly how his great qudrat which nobody can deny. No atheist or any person can deny. And all this Allah says that he is going to bring us back to life again and we will be accountable for all our actions what we had done in this world. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا